When you finish listening to this audio version, you should be able to answer the questions that appear on the written version of this class.
Black Psychology 101, Exploring the Anti-Black Mindset. In this class, we will discuss a little bit more of the Negro and language from Chapter 1 of Black Skin, White Mask. On page 17, Franz Fanon writes, "It is implicit that to speak is to exist absolutely for the other." End of quote. When one speaks a language, it is natural for one to exist within the context of that language. This is not true of black people who are disproportionately proud of speaking a white language. To exist within the context of one's native language or culture is normal, and to exist within the context of a foreign language or culture can be par for the human course. But to exist absolutely within the context of a foreign language or culture is evidence of an abnormality. Black individuals who place disproportionate value on a white language or are disproportionately proud of their mastery of a white language exist absolutely within a foreign set of parameters. They value that which is foreign, devalue that which is their own, and by extension, devalue themselves. Self-devaluation impairs a person's psychological health. Add the concept of the other to this state of self-devaluation, and the sickness assumes graver ramifications. The other, when viewed within a naturally occurring social or psychological context, represents a set of standards that you can compare to your valued set of standards. The other provides the opportunity for you to make a healthy comparison of yourself to those who are different from you, those who represent a culture that is different from the one you represent. However, the other, as Fanon is applying it in this chapter, takes on hostile political overtones. For black people, the other is the master, the power holder, the conqueror, the one who represents the only real standards, the standards that count. Within that context, a black person is a zero. A black person represents nothing. Therefore, he or she has nothing of value of his or her own to compare to white people. So black individuals seek whiteness and compare themselves to each other based on how close they approach the white standard. Within that context, black psychological stability is impossible. When and because black people play within that set of rules, Fanon writes on page 18, the colonized is elevated above his jungle status in proportion to his adoption of the mother country's cultural standards. End of quote. The mother country for black people in the United States is white America, and language is the foremost cultural standard. To emphasize the importance of this, Fanon continues on page 36. It is also understandable why the newcomer expresses himself only in French. It is because he wants to emphasize the rupture that has now occurred. End of quote. Substitute good English for French, and you have the black person in the United States who is disproportionately hung up on how a black person talks. Such individuals want to emphasize their rupture with their own culture and people. They want to emphasize that they are not black. They are simply trapped inside of black skin.